Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
During these podcasts, we've discussed and we will go on to discuss cybersecurity in more detail. It's really important that you understand the ins and outs, the vagaries, the difficulties, the dangers, and the possibilities that go with your online devices. So today, we're going to start off with cybersecurity essentials, the very basics of what cybersecurity is, which you probably already know from school. But we're just going to go over it again. Cybersecurity encompasses everything around the protection and privatization of essential documents and information against digital attacks. Now, these attacks can include anything from changing details and statistics, leaking private information, or more direct and serious attacks, such as extorting or stealing money and information. With the world becoming increasingly more developed and dependent on technologies, it's crucial to understand and know what cybersecurity is and what can be done to prevent digital attacks from harming you and your family in the future. So why do we need cybersecurity? Now the internet is such an integral and prominent part of our everyday lives, we need to know how to be careful to prevent information that should be private from going public. A lot of us will have created accounts for various websites, apps, shops, etc., like YouTube, Facebook, Amazon, ASOS Fashion, Domino's, and everything else that we might use on a regular basis. And it's very unlikely that this is going to change anytime soon. These accounts that we create often involve giving your name, date of birth, address, and anything else that's relevant to whatever the account is for. But you wouldn't give these details to a stranger in the street, would you? We feel comfortable giving these details to big companies like the ones mentioned, as we're told they will keep them safe and secure and not let other people or businesses see them. However, whilst the majority of the time these companies do a good job of keeping that information safe, sometimes there can be a mistake. So for example, a hacker might get in and blackmail a company or individual for money in exchange for the guarantee of their privacy, or an email or document could be sent to the wrong place, and this ends up on the internet for all to see. Unfortunately, cybersecurity that's 100% effective is not possible to create. However, there are things you can do to make it as effective as possibly can be, and these things include your password strength. Now, we've all seen the messages that say our password is weak or strong or not long enough. And the reason that they're there is to make sure that your account and your information is as secure as it possibly can be from malware or scams. In order to make a strong password, there are multiple things you can do. Three-word passwords. Three random words are a lot harder to guess than the place where you live and the year you were born. By using three randomly generated words, your passwords can be easier to create and more unlikely to be guessed by someone online. So for example, the password Blueberry Stone Maze is a lot harder to guess than Manchester 2014. No repeats. Don't use the same password for every account. You should always try and make your password unique for each account that you make. By using the same password for everything, you run the risk of giving away everything. Once one of your passwords is known, all of your passwords are known. No sequences. Try to avoid sequential letters and numbers. I mean, it's much easier to guess A, B, C, D, or 1, 2, 3, 4, than it is for a random selection of digits or numbers, such as 4, 9, 8, 2. No personal information. Don't put personal information that can be easily found out into your password. If people know you, or you have an active social media account that you post regular photos of your dog onto, and the dog's called Bill, and your password is Bill the dog, people are more likely to gain access to your account. Try and keep your password as far away from your information and your own personality. The more people know about you, the more people could potentially know about your password. Now, longer is better. Longer passwords are stronger passwords. Try to remember a random sequence of words with sporadic numbers included, various upper and lower case. It's a lot harder to remember than a one-worded password like flower. Authentication. Having strong passwords is a very good and effective way of stopping a lot of people from gaining access to your accounts, but not everybody is going to be turned away. A great way of fending off the rest is by adding more authentication. Essentially, provide more evidence that it's actually you, biologically you. Two-factor authentication, 2FA, two-factor authentication, is an example of this. On smartphones nowadays, there are biometric authentication, such as fingerprint sensors, iris sensors of your eye, and face sensors on top of the existing passwords, codes and patterns that you can use. Some businesses, like banks, also use 2FA. As well as the password or biometric method, they will also send you a code that you must enter before sending money to another person. Having a backup. Having a backup might sound risky, as it creates new copies of your data on your current device or to cloud storage. However, it's actually very beneficial to keep safe online. By backing up regularly, you will always have the most recent and up-to-date version of your information, meaning that should it get stolen, it can be much easier to recover. As technology progresses and develops, updates on devices and software, etc., are inevitable. It's always best to back up your information, your data, before updating a device, as updates can sometimes change files or delete them completely. Of course, the best way to stay safe online is just to be sensible. Understand and realize what you're putting out there before you do. Once something's online, it's online forever. And no matter how hard you try and take it down, you won't succeed. Dealing with cybersecurity problems. Now, as we mentioned earlier, it's impossible to create a security system that's 100% safe. Therefore, there's a possibility that you could be the victim of a cyber attack. And in that moment, it's much better to know what to do and where to go in order to prevent any unnecessary harm being done to you, your information, or your device. The most common and well-known cybersecurity problems out there involve hacking, malware, and scams. And this is what you can do to deal with those issues. Hacking. There are numerous signs that you can tell whether you've been hacked or not. Strange messages to accounts you don't know, being locked out, unusual login times or places are all common signs that a hacker is using your account. If you suspect you've been hacked, here's what to do. Firstly, update. Updating your operating system like iOS and Android will give your device the latest security boost. Having the latest security on your device makes it harder for hackers to get in, as they will have to come up with new ways to get around it. Contact. Try to contact people who know how to deal with these hackers. If your social media account has been hacked, you may want to message the app developers or the company, such as Instagram, or go on their website and find support pages. If this doesn't help you, you can always use search engines to help you try and find the specific solution to a problem. change. If the password that you use for your social media is your password for a variety of other accounts, you will want to change them as soon as possible. We'll say it again. As soon as one password is known, all passwords are known. New. If you're locked out of your account as a result of being hacked, you can always create a new account. You'll want to message people who are still following you on your old account to let them know of the change, but to also stay away from the previous account for their own cybersecurity. Malware. Malware is the term to describe malicious software, nasty, primarily used to damage, exploit, and harm particular devices, networks, or even services. Malware is used usually to blackmail people or companies to make them pay to get information back or stop them releasing it online for everybody to see. So if you believe that your device contains some form of malware, you can do this to remove it from your device. First, confirm. Before you do anything, you'll need to make sure that your device has malware on it. There are multiple ways in which you can do this, the most common being antivirus software like Norton or McAfee. When you run this software, it will search your device for threats, and if it comes back empty, then your device is clean. Other ways to tell if you get message on your computer screen, known as ransomware, where it will ask you to pay money in order to get your device management back again. You should never pay, for a variety of reasons. So for starters, there's no guarantee you'll get your device back. You could be paying criminals, and you're more likely to be targeted in the future. You can also get phone calls from people pretending to be antivirus experts or your internet provider. Again, don't listen to these people or give them any information. Fix it. Fix. Depending on the compromised device, different action will most likely to be needed. Given that most phones and tablets can't use antivirus software in the same way a laptop or PC can, a factory reset is a better way to solve it. If you fear it's still infected, you will most likely need an expert to help you. If you have an infected laptop or PC, you can try updating it or running an antivirus software program to see if it comes up with anything. If your antivirus software can't clean the device, you will most likely have to uninstall and wipe the entire memory, then reinstall it again, starting with the operating system. If the antivirus software doesn't install again, you'll need an expert to come and help you. Secure. Once you've successfully got rid of the malware, you must secure your device to prevent it from happening again. Now, to do this, you want to keep apps and programs updated regularly, backed up in your data, and make sure that you install an antivirus software onto your device so that it can help you find malware quicker before any real harm can be done. Scams. Online scams mainly happen through phone calls or text or messages or emails. The worrying thing is they're getting more convincing and more common. The only difference between scammers when compared to hackers or malware is they will send it to thousands of people in the knowledge that some will panic and go through with what they demand. Thankfully, however, there are some common signs and language that scammers use to get what they want. Spotting these can prevent any harm from being done. Time. Scammers often use languages, "you must respond within," and this is to get you to panic and give you less time to counter their threats and demands. Knowing that you're against the clock can be panic-inducing and result in people doing what they're told for fear of receiving even worse news, like a bigger fine. Official. Scammers use fake names, pseudonyms, and will refer to themselves as big and well-known businesses, such as a bank, for example. A common scam is through the text message, and this message will say something along the lines of, "Successful payment to Mrs. A. Johnson. If this isn't you, please head to this link." Well, If the bank that they're claiming to be is not who you bank with, then this is a clear scam and you shouldn't give it any attention. Current affairs. What's in the news? A clever trick used by scammers is to use current affairs to blend in. A random message in the middle of the night isn't going to be very believable, especially if it's got nothing to do with you, like they're using the wrong bank name. However, a convincing message in the middle of the day, who claims to be a parcel delivery service asking, for example, for an import tax of maybe £10 on your overseas delivery or £2 for a local delivery, can be quite convincing. So, for example, over the COVID lockdowns, many scammers used it to their advantage because so many people were using delivery services. Now, if you did discover that your phone was infected and then you disinfected your device, you must report it. There are numerous places you can do this. These websites will give you advice on what to do and where to go in order to prevent it. Use the websites that are available to you. So if it's an HSBC scam, go back to HSBC and tell them what's happened, as they will try and stop the hacker, the malware, or the scammer from being successful again in the future. Now, technology is a wonderful thing, but it can be scary and quite dangerous. The best way to stay safe online is to be sensible, cautious, and understand that in order to be safe from people looking to target you, then your personal cybersecurity needs to be as good as it possibly can be all of the time. So keep your software updated. Keep your iOS or Android updated. Please. And also go to our other podcast about security and look at it in more detail. You need to be prepared for this, not just now, but for your life. Good luck. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.